Here you'll see three books of poetry by Gwendolyn Brooks, an emphasis on the power of Black lives, especially the lives of Black Chicagoans, is a thread that runs through all of her writings. A Street in Bronzeville is Brooks's first collection of poems. Published in 1945, it was an instant and surprise hit. Brooks's second book, Annie Allen, is in part a Bildungsroman in verse and in part an epic poem about an ordinary Black girl, Annie, and her journey into adulthood. Thus, the Aeneid is Brooks's riff on the Aeneid, an epic on the Roman hero Aeneas, composed in Latin by the ancient poet Virgil. In this way, Brooks challenged the civilizational centrality occupied by dead white male poets by displacing it with the experiences of a Black woman and her everyday yet heroic life. In 1953, Brooks published her only novel, Maud Martha, which also presents the coming of age of a Black woman in 1940s Chicago. Brooks's politics underwent a change in the 1960s. She drew upon the energy of the civil rights era and her association with the Black arts movement.
At that time, Brooks, a mature poet in her 50s and an important voice of the community, left her publisher Harper & Brothers and began publishing with independent Black publishing houses.
For instance, in 1969, she chose to publish Riot with a Detroit-based Broadside Press. An exquisitely designed poem in three parts, Riot reflected on the aftermath of Martin Luther King's assassination. The frontispiece for Riot reproduces a painting by Jeff Donaldson, who was the co-founder of the Chicago collective AfriCobra, the African commune of bad relevant artists. Consider Brooks's powerful and disturbing poem, The Ballad of Pearl May Lee, which brings alive the true but terrible reality of the lynching of a Black man. The poem gives voice to the complex emotions of a woman named Pearl, who's angry with her lover Sammy for sleeping with a white woman and is anguished by the violence of his death. Listen to Brooks reading a stanza of the poem.
Paid for your dinner, Sammy boy. And you didn't pay with money. You paid with your hide and my hurt, Sammy boy, for your taste of pink and white honey. Honey, honey, your taste of pink and white honey.
Gertrude Abercrombie's work titled Charlie Parker's Favorite Painting was originally called Strange Fruit. It bears an eerie resemblance to this tragic ballad by Brooks. The painting and the poem echo each other in their bleak and stark depiction of the horrific act of lynching. Both Brooks and Abercrombie boldly depicted racial injustice through their art. They were also both lifelong residents of the South Side, with many friends in common.